It's time for Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kelly Buitt, GMC of Bartow, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Evolve Professional Landscape Management, Spath Jewelers of Bartow and Valico, by Rhino Lawyers of Tampa and Lakeland, Pallet One of Bartow, SR Wright & Company, by Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance, Keith's Spray Service of Bartow, taking care of your lawn and garden for over 50 years. Budget You Pull It, the parts you need when you need them. Citrus Air Conditioners of Bartow, by Witten McLean Funeral Home, Beef O'Brady Sports Pub in the Bartow Center South, and by Bartow Ford. We're different, and we prove it. Now let's go at the ball field for Yellow Jacket Softball.
Hello again, folks. We are live at Don Ramsey Field over in beautiful Lake Wales. The Bartow Yellow Jackets are getting ready to play the Lake Wales Highlanders. I have my old partner up here with me, David Thornburg. David, it's great to have you back again tonight and your old stomping grounds.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Bruce, glad you asked me about it thought of me. But, yeah, it's always good to do a game in Lake Wales. Of course, graduated right across the road. You know what? 40 years ago. My 40-year anniversary is coming up this year.
We won't talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. A beautiful setting tonight. It's really, really pretty nice out there tonight.
Yeah, it's going to get cold fast. It's really windy out there. Not as windy as it was at the Masters today, but very windy. And that'll move the ball around if they get it up in the air. But here in this backdrop of just planted pines and everything else, you just look out and always nice to come over here.
Yeah, beyond those pines is Bonk Tower Gardens is
yep
out there somewhere.
Destiny Driscoll will lead it off. She bats from the left-hand side. We're getting this game underway as we're a little late. And she squares the bunt and takes strike one. The JV game went long. It was like 11-2 ball game. And so we're a little late getting on the air, but we hope everybody is listening and enjoying it back home. Now the 0-1 pitch, and she kind of halfway slaps at that.
Yeah, almost like she changed her mind right at the last second and couldn't pull it back. Yeah, the Highlanders trying to put up a rally in their last at bat.
Yeah, they had a rocket shot down the left field line. Yeah.
Actually, had our pitcher took one off the knee, but she stayed in the game and finished out.
Ball up and away, one ball, two strikes. Driscoll, I was on Max Preps this week looking at the schedule and everything else. She's actually leading the team in stolen bases this year.
Okay.
And the one ball, two strike pitch way upstairs, 2-0. Anna Curry is a pitcher for Lake Wales. If I get anything wrong, Jenny's going to straighten me out. She's down here. She's the announcer, and her son Chris is a scorekeeper. And they have been very nice to us. And that's ball three. The count goes full.
As you introduced me to earlier, she's part of the Denton family, so that you would expect that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But she did give me the evil eye when I told her we were from Bartow.
Yeah.
And there's a ball. Oh, called strike on the outside corner. A beautiful pitch.
Wait, no, she headed to first.
Oh, she headed to first?
Yeah, she did.
Oh,
yeah,
she sure did.
Okay. It was a ball. Okay.
Okay, so there's a runner at first. And if she does what she's done every other time she's gone on, she immediately takes off. And they're talking to Tex Howell down at first base. They can't get on to him about nothing.
Yeah, he's pretty calm.
The girls are yapping.
Okay. All right.
And when you got like 21 rostered in that dugout, it sounds like
it's a
megaphone. And so Rubenbauer's going to go over there.
Teenage girls.
Rubenbauer goes and has a word with the home plate umpire.
He wants to know what was said. What do you see in the text over there?
Exactly. That's a base on ball. So we have a runner at first, nobody out, and Mackenzie Gibson in the two spot tonight.
Okay.
And she squares the bunt, pulls it, and down to second. They would have had her.
Oh, they would have if
yeah, she got
could
a
hold
late,
on to it.
She got a really late jump, and it was a good throw.
It was into the runner a little bit. It was, you know, on the first base side a little bit, and the ball and the runner got there pretty close to simultaneous, but that's one she's got to grab. She's thinking about that one.
Yeah, we'll give her the stolen base and not worry about any errors because she didn't advance anywhere else. Now, McKenzie, I don't know what the first pitch was. Boy, that's a good pitch.
Yeah.
On the outside corner, so it's at least 0-1.
It's a good view, but it's hard to see home plate because we're so far back.
And we got the tinted glass. We remember all this from years ago.
Yeah.
The something pitch, and that bunted right back to the pitcher, so it'll go a sacrifice 1-3.
Okay, did her job. That was her goal. Got around a third.
1-3 for the first out, and now
Kendall
Cornelius, the third baseman, steps in. She bats from the right side. Boy, McKenzie Gibson has such a hot bat, and that's just how they play ball. You know, they play small ball, and that's what you got to do.
Right, that's always how he's done it. It's nothing new for him. If there's, you know, if need be,
Jenny and I were talking about it earlier. Yeah. How this is such a great game because they always just do the fundamentals. It's a 1-0 pitch, and that ball down low, 2-0.
Yeah, and why he has what 7 state championships?
I think he's got 8 now.
8
because they won last year.
Okay, that's right. 8 for him.
And Bartow's got 9. Donna's got 1. So the 2-0 pitch upstairs, 3-0. So she walks a leadoff batter on a very close pitch. And now she's at third. Driscoll's at third with 1 out.
You don't want to put her on because Red Oxley's coming to the plate next. And,
yes.
And I'm excited to see that young lady play. Of course, she's more well-known for the circle she's in, but Coach Rick Barr letting her bat tonight.
Yeah, and she can hit. So it's 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. We're just underway. And that ball ripped, Val.
Yeah, just out for that. Boy, she got. If she could have been just a tick longer in that turn.
Yeah, I think Bartow's only got 1. Looking at the max preps, I think they only got 1 home run this year. Yeah, so
if that one was between the white lines, that one may have had a chance.
So now the count is full, and she pops that up, and it's going to be caught by the pitcher on a diving catch.
What a play! That was a really good play. You got to give her credit for that one. Diving. First off, it's to her right, and as a right-handed pitcher, her body motion has taken her to her left with the momentum, and that thing had some backspin on it. Wasn't hit very hard, but it stayed up just long enough for her to get underneath of it with a diving catch.
She's really tall, though. She can stretch out. So now Oxley steps in with a runner at third and 2 outs. And the pitch inside. 1-0. If you're just joining us, we're just underway. We got a late start, and we do, after this game is over, they will join the truck race. And now, she rips one foul into the batting cage. 1-1, the Craftsman Truck Series will
be Texas.
On at Texas Motor Speedway. That's always a fun track.
Fast track.
The 1-1, 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. Runner at third, and the pitch. And she hits that one foul, and that one's going to get out of play.
I don't know why, but a lot of been seeing a lot of videos of NASCAR races from the late 90s and whatnot the last few days. And Dale Earnhardt, Jeff Gordon, the Rusty Wallace days. Oh, gosh, I miss those days of those guys.
1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Up and away, 2-2. It's a hard one to lay off of there.
Yeah, it was.
She had a lot of mustard on that. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And change up stays upstairs.
And if I think, and Jeff can correct me, This should be our 40th year doing NASCAR, because we've had the station since 84 when I graduated. So that's, I would think that this is our 40th year.
Yeah, you just said yes.
Yeah, and we are the exclusive carrier in Polk County, I believe, and you have to correct me there too, but I think we've been the exclusive one in Polk County for them for quite some time.
I thought I heard him chime in and say yep.
Yeah.
So you are correct. So now runners at first and third, they'll have a runner, a pinch runner for Oxley. That's number four. You got number four over there?
Number four for a pinch runner for Oxley. That's going to be Lexi Hayford.
So Hayford should be going here, but the catcher showed a really good arm earlier. So we'll have to see what he does here. As the batter is Heater, and the first pitch she just jogs down the second. They don't even try it.
Yeah, that's with what you have standing on third, you don't want to even pretend, and I don't even think you want to do the short stuff. You know, chance making a bad throw.
Yeah. And the 1-0 pitch, ooh, inside. 2-0 now.
She's not getting in a rhythm.
No, not at all. She fighting really hard to find her zone or her rhythm, as you said. The 2-0 pitch. There's a call strike.
Able to keep that one up a little bit.
Two balls and a strike. We're two outs, runners at second and third, no score. And the pitch, that one's low, so it's 3-1. And you've got Narcisi, who's leading the team in batting over 500 on deck.
Wow.
For Narcisse. 3-1. That's
Ooh,
a strike.
That's a good pitch.
Perfect.
Yeah. I think she may have got fooled on that one a little bit. That one was a little bit up and away compared to where she's been down at the end.
Yeah. You get them looking one way and come in the other.
Yeah.
Now the full count. And the pitch. That ball hit into left center field, and it's going to be deep, and it is out of here.
Yeah. Wow.
Just as I said, they've had one home run this year. Heater steps in, the first baseman, and yanks it over left center field.
He got that one out front. It was a good pitch. Almost the same placement as the previous pitch. Maybe she should have come back inside, with a 3-2 count, you got to put it in. And
you can't leave that over the plate like that.
But well hit, and Jackets needed that because they were one strike away from stranding two runners after a pretty good start to the inning.
And Corey had done so well to work herself back into the inning.
Yeah, absolutely, she did.
Now Narcisi steps in, Shay Narcisi, the center fielder. Ton of speed. And the pitch. Low and inside. The ball's not moving in. It's just kind of like she's throwing it to that spot.
Lake Wales fans trying to encourage the girls out there.
And the 1-0. That ball hit foul, and that's why they're hitting everything, you know, yanking everything foul down the left line, because she's coming in on the hands, and you turn on the pitch, you're going to shake Rutenbar up at some point down there.
Yeah.
Jackets lead 3-0. We're just underway here in Lake Wales. And the 1-1 pitch. Oh, beautiful pitch.
That was a great pitch.
That was a changeup.
Yeah, I was going to say that looked off speed. And
this is one ball, two strikes now with two outs.
Now she can follow it up. And
Corey looks in. And the pitch, strike three. So she gets her first strikeout, but she gives up the big three-run homer to Heater. There were three runs on one hit. And nobody left after a half inning. Bartow 3, Lake Wales coming to the plate. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
If you've been involved in a motorcycle, truck, or car accident, you need Rhino Lawyers on your side. After your immediate medical attention, call Rhino Lawyers at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
The Ewing Blackwelder and Deuce Insurance Agency has been serving Central Florida since 1984. They all work and live in your neighborhood and take pride in our history. Offices in Bartow, there when you need them, representing only the most reliable companies in the industry.
The Kelly Automotive Group is proud to make sports broadcasts here on WBF possible. From the Yellow Jackets to NASCAR, this is Tyler Kelly inviting you to visit any of our five locations to see why we're proud to be your dealership. KellyBuickGMC.com.
We are FM 102.9, 97.1, and AM 1130. WWBF Bartow.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Bruce Edmond alongside David Thornburg. And we have Jenny on the PA and Chris doing the scoreboard up here. We're over here in Lake Wales.
He did pretty good in that top half. He kept you in line there with keeping
up
with the pitches.
Yeah, I didn't have to get on him at all. We'll work him over before the game's over, though. It'll be Davis, McCray, and I can't remember the writing.
Morris. Kiera Morris.
I can't even read my own writing. So the first pitch is a strike as Oxley. Have you seen her pitch?
No.
Oh, boy.
No.
You're
see,
because you're in for a treat. Yeah, he played the subs that night.
Yeah, Winter Haven.
And the 0-1 fouled out of play.
What a motion.
Davis bats from the left side. She's the center fielder. Oxley with over 1,000 strikeouts in her career now. And there's ball one.
She has her little ritual. Goes through it.
Yeah, and she sticks with it.
Yeah.
Now, if she gets mad, she'll take maybe a few more steps towards second. And she does get mad. Beautiful pitch on the outside and misses. Two balls, two strikes. And she will be a Gator next year.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes.
Well, I can root for
strike
her.
Strike three call.
I can root for her. I don't have to root for the whole team.
That's the way I was with Josh Dale.
Yeah, when Josh was up there.
Josh played at Florida State.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Dale family I loved to death and got to coach with Timmy.
Well,
and of course.
Your favorite one has to be the linebacker that turned fullback and went up there.
Yeah, Freddie Stevenson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Freddie's doing well. He wrote a book. It was a bestseller. And documentary about him.
His story, his life story is amazing. If you've never seen it, Trials to Triumph on all kinds of platforms.
Swing and a miss, strike two as McCray is a batter. Krista McCray, she bats from the right side, center fielder. Left field, excuse me. No balls, two strikes, way outside, one and two. That's something you don't see Oxley do. You don't see her waste pitches like that. She doesn't need to throw one away.
No.
And the pitch upstairs, two and two.
Tried to get her to chase that one.
We played Lake Region earlier in the year, and their coach was telling me that the first time Oxley faced him, she struck out all 21 batters.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a swing and a miss, strike two, strike three.
That was a pretty good pitch. Hey, it looked like she may have taken a little bit off that as it seemed to sink on her.
Armdale, she said 15 strikeouts. The game I did in Armdale, we got disconnected. And so I missed an inning, so I don't know how many strikeouts she had in that game, but it was at least 12. And that ball's hit deep down the left field line, but foul as a batter is Kiera Morris, or Karina? Kiera Morris.
Kiera. Yep.
Again, my writing.
She's able to turn on that one.
And the 0-1 pitch.
Oh, that's a good
try
pitch.
To check swing, but that's a strike. Oh, my goodness.
They're going to peel it.
Hmm. Huh. I thought she went. So it's one ball, one strike, two outs, 3-0 Jackets lead here in the first. Inside, misses.
The other thing, it's hard to see our catcher. It's hard to see.
And she's
McKenzie
a good one.
Back there. Yeah,
she's a lefty.
Yeah,
and she's very, very good defensive catcher. And that ball fouled, tipped.
It's kind of hard to see where she's catching the ball, and for us to.
She generally doesn't move a lot.
Yeah,
Wherever she sets up is where Red normally puts the ball. Strike three. Oxley comes in and strikes out the side. 1-2-3 go the Highlanders. After one inning, it's Bartow 3, Lake Wales nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBO.
Today's broadcast is presented in part by Pallet One, now seeking employees, offering competitive pay, great benefits, and a safety-first environment. Join Pallet One for a stable, long-term career as part of a fast-paced...
Amazing years.
Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
35 amazing years. Hey, that's us here at Spath Jewelers. We offer services such as beautiful custom work that's sure to wow, repairs, complimentary cleaning, appraisals, watch repairs, financing. What more do you need? We're here Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 5.
For over 50 years, Keith Spray Service has been serving Polk County with specialized treatment of delicate ornamentals, including rose bushes. Want to learn more about the treatments of ornamentals as well as expert lawn care? Call Keith Spray Service.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the top of the second inning. It will be Parker, Johnson, and Quartermain for the Jackets. Defensively, it's Corey pitching, Morris catching. Zappian is third, Sipsic first, Manning at second, Rivera Colon at third, Sipsic is at third. Rivera Colon is at short, McCray in left, Davis in center, and Maddox in right. That's Lake Wales defense. As we came in, right when we came in to start the game, they did the national anthem. We got no pregame because I was busy, you know, scribbling in my book trying to get everything.
Well, it was a bit of a odd ending to the last to the JV game and to the start of this one.
So. The first pitch, well, that only went about, 38 feet? Parker.
She's the designated player.
Yeah, and this young lady, she's going to be a nightmare at third base. And that ball hit her. Oof. Did it get her in the helmet?
No.
That shoulder?
Yeah, she turned, I think it got her in the back.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and they're going to let her walk. She's walking towards the outfield. These girls are so tough, man. Yeah. You and I, we used to talk about it. I'd be laying on the ground crying like a baby, and they'd have to, you know, I'd be like a soccer player. They had to bring the stretcher out for me and all that. But these girls are just so tough. We saw the Bartow pitcher get hit in the knee, and she kept going.
Everybody came out when they were she shook them off, shook the coaches off, but of course they kept going to check on her, gave her a minute to.
Yeah.
But you had to be able to stand in there, and that was on her left foot. That's on her plant leg that she was hit in and able to finish it off.
Yeah, she'll have ice on it tonight, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So the hit by pitch puts Parker at first. That'll bring up Naomi Johnson.
That one's up.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Naomi Johnson.
Yes. That one missed up.
Ball one. And that one's inside and almost got her. Whew. And these kids crowd the plate, too, there's very little room for error.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's my spot. No, that's my spot. And old Ryan used to tell you whose spot it was.
Yes, he did.
And the 2-0, that's strike right down the middle. The other one was Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson may be the meanest pitcher to ever step on the mound, but I loved him. And the 2-1 fouled up and gonna get into the crowd.
Yeah, that one's out of play. So
Jackets lead 3-0 here in the top of the second as Parker was drilled in the back. And I see her rolling her shoulder still.
Yeah, it got her pretty flush.
Yeah, but whatever it was, it hit her solid.
Yeah,
she immediately took off her helmet.
Yeah.
Ball low and away. So it's 3-2 as Chris is catching up on the scoreboard down there.
He'll get you, Chris. You better.
We love you already, bud. That ball's hit into left center field. The center fielder going over and makes the catch. Quick throw back to first.
Oh, wow.
Great arm.
Wow, what an arm in center field. You know not to try that one. She was on the third base side. Not real deep. The ball didn't get real deep, but still a great throw and challenged the player at first, but she's able to get back.
And now the umpire. Oh,
bat out.
Okay.
Yep.
Kenley Quartermain, the shortstop, steps in with one out and one on, and she's hugging that plate too. And that ball ripped down the left field line, and it will be foul.
Boy, she got out in front of that one.
That's like the fourth or fifth one to really turn on one.
Yeah.
She races it in on the hands, and they turn on it. So it's quickly 0-1 with one out here in the top of the second. And that went over her head. And going down to second and a stolen base for Parker, as that shoulder got to feeling better.
Yeah.
She said, "I'm gone, coach."
And
she's kind of
head first. Picked a good pitch to go on because that one was up and in, and one of the worst throws a catcher can try to make as you got to catch and try to turn and still get something on it.
And now the 1-1 pitch with a runner at second and swung on, missed, strike two. And the second baseman or the center fielder playing way in actually throws some clay at her, which is pretty cool. I think they got to know each other. Everybody knows everybody now.
Yeah, yeah,
ball
they're
down,
all friends.
Down low, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. 3-0 game, Jackets lead, and the pitch. Oh, swing and a miss, strike three. Got her on that high heater.
Yeah, got her to chase that one. And Kenley's not happy with herself after going at that one.
I'm sure Rutenbar's not very happy either.
No.
That'll bring up Destiny Driscoll. She walked and scored in the first inning. Batting from the left side, and she squares. And now the runner to third, and nobody there. The shortstop was coming in to cover. And this is one thing that I can't understand, David. In baseball, we always taught, if your base is threatened, you don't come.
No.
And third base is threatened, but she's still charging. So the shortstop's got to come all the way over to try to make that tag. Unfortunately, the left fielder was backing her up.
Yeah. Well, that, if she takes off a little bit sooner and gets there a little bit quicker, it would have had to take a perfect throw and no wobble to catch her. But the throw was, you know, a little to the offline as well.
The 0-1 pitch outside, 1-1.
It was actually behind the shortstop a little bit as she was coming.
And that's a problem you have is the timing on something like that. You've got to throw to the bag.
You got
to expect her to be there.
To the spot, not the player.
It was 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs, runner at third, and a swing and a miss.
That was a really good pitch. That one actually looked like it kind of moved and tailed off a little bit.
It did, and also Driscoll kind of pulled her head as she was walking towards it. So it's 1-2, strike three.
Oh. Back-to-back strikeouts to end it.
So there were no runs, a hit batter, and one left after 1.5 innings. It's Bartow 3, Lake Wales nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball here on WBF.
The Whitten McLean Funeral Home of Bartow and the McLean Funeral Home of Fort Meade hold high the responsibility placed on them, offering you the personal attention and distinctive service you deserve. Whitten and McLean, synonymous with service.
When you drive by Bartow Ford, you see a huge lot But what you might not know is we have over 72 service bays and can customize your truck with lift, wheels, and tires. At Bartow Ford, we have you covered. Bartow Ford, we're different and we prove it.
If you're looking for good food and good family time, look no farther than Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South. Your Bartow Beefs is perfect for lunch or dinner for the whole family or whole team. Your Bartow Beefs, where game time meets family time.
You'll always get great prices at Budget Chupola de Bartow. Here's Craig.
We have starters for $20, alternators for $20, AC compressors for $31. Every door is $55, and motors are $200.
Budget Chupola, Highway 60 East.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Bruce Edmond, David Thornburg. We go to the bottom of the second, and the leadoff batter will be Jamiah Sipsik. You can't get on me for names.
It's Jamie.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Oh, that is. Now see, he's giving me, Chris is giving me the business. Because I can't spell. So it's a 1-1 count now. Here in the bottom of the second, the Jackets lead 3-0. Oxley on the mound and the pitch. Oh, that's beautiful. Called strike. If we get any time, I'll try to give you the defense for the Jackets. We got such a late start. Strike three as she swings and misses.
Well,
that's four straight.
Four to start the game.
So that'll bring up
number one, Yohalis Riera Colon.
There you go.
I waited for her to say it, and I followed. So,
smart man.
So she bats from the right side. The first pitch is a ball. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Oxley just kind of does her thing, man. She gets the ball. She'll scrape a little clay, a little chalk, and now here she comes outside. Called strike.
That one may have been a little generous there. That looked a little. Again, it's hard for us to see the actual plate, but it looked like McKenzie reached it out to the right just a little bit.
And he's set up on the inside.
Yeah.
And now the batter is, I don't have any idea.
This is Zamira McBurrows.
McBurrows.
Zamira McBurrows.
Zamira McBurrows. Okay. And she bats from the right side. Look at this. I can't even tell you what one letter is.
I don't know what to do with you.
So it's 0-1 and a strike called 0-2. And this is where Oxley just starts getting into your head. And no balls, two strikes, two outs. Strike three. And a swing and a miss. Mm. And Oxley strikes out the side for the second time. And the Highlanders go 1-2-3 after two innings. It's Bartow 3, Lake Wells nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
At Budget Chupola de Bartow, they'll buy your old vehicle and even arrange to pick it up.
We buy junk cars here. We can also arrange for towing from you. We use Gator Towing for our towing service, so you know you get insured a professional towing vehicle.
And they cover Polk County. Budget Auto Parts at Bartow.
If you've been injured in an accident or face traffic charges, don't face the legal system alone. Call Rhino Lawyers Auto Injury and Traffic Attorneys at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessari with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
When looking for insurance coverage, consider the Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Agency with offices in downtown Bartow. Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance with a wide range of insurance products to meet your every need. Becky Maslach, your local office manager.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Mackenzie Mitchell steps in, or Mackenzie Gibson steps in and takes ball one.
Number 16,
outside. Jenny was really giving me the business in between innings.
She gives as well as she receives over there. Oh, that's good.
She's a good sport. Both of them are. So it's a 2-0 count now to Gibson, who had a sacrifice back in the first inning. Jackets lead 3-0 here in the top of the third. Ball outside again. This young lady, when she gets into some kind of groove, when she finds it, I mean, she moves the ball. And the 3-0, that's upstairs, ball four. So she walks Gibson, and we'll see if they do a pinch runner.
Hey, she's not bothering me any. So, okay.
No, she's got it.
So Tex Howell is standing right next to her, so that means that they are going to have a runner, and that is going to be, I can't see through the hair.
Is that number four again?
No, it's like number eight. Is that number eight?
If it is number eight, that would be Alyssa Hillman.
She's got just too much hair. And so now Cornelius steps in, and Cornelius rips one right past Rutenbar. Mm. Holy cow.
It is eight.
So it is Alyssa Hillman.
So Hillman is going to swap helmets.
Yeah, she didn't like that one.
And it's a 0-1.
Wasn't doing much for her hair.
One count for Cornelius. And now they're standing up in front of us. So we don't know what that was. We're going to follow Chris on this one. So it's one ball, one strike. Nobody out. Runner at first. Long look in, and now the pitch. And that ball fouled back out of play right towards us. So it's 1-2. Cornelius popped out to the pitcher on a beautiful diving play by Corey back in the first inning.
Yeah.
So the 1-2 pitch, and that's a changeup, and she rips it a fair ball down the left field line. There's going to be runners at second and third, and here she comes in to score, and she will be in easily. So a stand-up double for Cornelius.
Wow.
And an RBI, as who was the young lady at first?
That was Hillman coming
Hillman,
in to score. Alyssa.
Man, she has some speed.
Boy, she got around quickly. There was not even a play at the plate. But, of course, that was down the left field line, and pretty good little run for the left fielder to get to it. And just had no play, had to get it in to keep Cornelius at second. Didn't want to give her a chance to move up.
Caitlin Oxley is at the plate now. She walked her first time up, and that ball hit right off her fist. It's going to be tough for the pitcher, and not in time. And it's going to get past the first baseman, so we're going to give her an infield hit and then an E2 that allows her to go to second. She does get the RBI. And now it is.
That one was in no man's land. It was just out of the reach of the pitcher and well short of the second baseman. Second baseman came in, tried to make a play, but.
She did everything she could right there. So it goes to the one.
Trying to.
E4 to get her to second.
Trying to rush that throw to get the out was what made the throw go low.
Now Heater steps in. She had the big home run to left center field her first time out. Oof. She throws that way up high.
Mm.
I guess that's a kind of a over pitch or something.
Yeah. Late release.
Late release. Great. It's 1-0. Jackets lead 5-0 now. And there's a beautiful curveball strike on the outside corner.
It's amazing if she could just get that rhythm. She gets going right there with that one, but she throws that one, and then she'll have another one.
If she hangs it, she'll park it again.
Yeah.
So it's a 1-1 count, and the pitch. Ooh, inside, and that got her.
That got her on the hand. Oh, they're actually saying, I think
it's a fair ball.
I think it hit the butt of the bat.
It did, and that's going to be an infield hit.
And it did go out in front of the plate, and she took off.
What a heads-up play by, and the umpire, what's the umpire doing?
Of course, if that would have hit her and went in foul territory, you know, it's that area that it can hit you on the hand right there at the bat. It's not a hit batter.
Yeah.
It's considered hitting the bat. And it went out in fair territory, and she did not hesitate.
Narcisse steps in. She struck out swinging her first time up, and she squares the bunt. They're going to go to third, and they got it.
This time they got it. Now, that's a much better execution there by the catcher, Morris, and the shortstop, Cologne. Morris threw to the bag that time, and the result was completely different.
So that's first out of the inning, goes 2-5 on the putout. Heater takes second on the caught stealing, and Narcisse steps in, and now it's 2-0, I think, or it's 1-1, 2-0. One out, two runs in, 5-0 lead, and the pitch, and she hits out, and that's going to be a little knuckler right to the second baseman for the put out, and two up and two outs here now in the third inning. And now Shea Parker comes in. She was hitting the back. And then she stole second and stole third and was left there at third base. And there's a strike. Another beautiful curveball. Now, that curveball's starting to work, David.
Yeah, and it unfortunately, she can't throw that every pitch.
Right.
They'll start poking
it out in right field. And that's hit straight away. And another great play by Corey as she has to go behind the circle and make the catch over her shoulder. So it goes F1 on the putout. And the Jackets get two runs on three hits. There was one error and one left on. After 2.5, it's Bartow 5, Lake Wales nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Brandon Wondrow of Kelly Buick GMC, and we're proud to make today's sports broadcast on WBF possible. Visit any of our 5 locations and see why we're Polk County's number one Buick GMC dealer. KellyBuickGMC.com.
Are you crazy for customer service? So are we. Here at Spatulers, we realize that our complete customer satisfaction is essential to our success. With our friendly and knowledgeable staff, you'll feel right at home as soon as you walk through the door. This is more than just a job. It's our love and passion. Come see us. Emily at Spath Jewelers.
Pallet One of Bartow is looking for new career-minded employees. Pallet One offers competitive wages and benefits including health, dental, vision, paid vacation, and a matching 401k plan. Join the Pallet One team today. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
In today's complicated financial world, it's nice to know that Steve Wright & Company is there, helping you utilize your resources more effectively as you work toward your financial goals from tax returns to retirement plans and all the stops in between. Rely on Steve Wright & Company on Avenue H in Winter Haven.
Franco. Just call her Franco.
Leadoff batter Leslie Franco steps in. She bunts the first pitch right back to Oxley over to first. One up, one down, one pitch. 1-3 on the putout. We are live here at Don Ramsey Field here in Lake Wales as the Jackets lead it 5-0 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Oxley has rolled through the lineup so far, and there's a ball fouled off. And that'll bring up Cason Maddox, the second baseman.
Carson.
Oh, that's right. She told me that. See? That's all right. R. That's not a Y. Maddox fouls the first pitch off, so it's
all right. There is a Y right after the S in Carson.
I'm not doing it. So it's, I think it's 1-1 or 0-2.
0-2, yep.
And the pitch.
Oh,
pops straight up in the air and is coming back and right on the back row.
That's right where the gals were just a second ago.
They went to the concession stand. Yeah. And they're safe now.
What you doing, Winnie? We have Winnie up here with us. That's Nancy Denton's dog.
Yeah, Nancy.
Winnie's a little cutie.
Nancy back coaching again.
Yeah, she is doing the pitching.
She and Rutenbar just can't get enough of it.
No, no.
Both well, icons.
You know, I obviously, Lake Wales, I don't know if a lot of Bartow knows, but unfortunately Nancy lost her husband of many, many years, Jack, earlier this year, and he was a staple of her, of supporting her in her endeavors. And
swing and a miss, strike three, ball gets away, and hits down as Gibson throws it down. It hits her in the back, so she's going to be safe.
Mm, that one caught her right square in the back, so hopefully she's okay. She's kind of turning.
So it goes as a strikeout, but it goes as a E.
E2 on the throw.
But it more depends on a wild pitcher, the pass ball. But we're going
to
put down an error, but we're not going to say who because we can do that.
Do like football season, you don't call the guy's names, right? The lineman.
The lineman, exactly. And that ball popped up in the air, foul,
and almost a
great play by Cornelius as she dives, and the ball just goes foul as the batter is Manning. Kylie Manning. With one out and one on here in the third inning. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike three.
Got her to chase one that looked a little up in the zone there. I know they say those look big as a beach ball, right?
Yeah.
So it's just catching up to that beach ball.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
And you know, because it starts below your hands, and then by the time you try to get it, it's way up there, and you pop half of them up just like that.
Just like
and there's
that.
A pop-up. Davis pops up to the third baseman, Cornelius. And there were no runs. There was no hits, one error, and one left. After three innings, it's Bartow 5, Lake Wales nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Hi, it's Erin with Evolve Contracting. While there's no shortage of landscape and irrigation companies, you deserve the option that's the best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Visit us at evolveyourlawn.com.
Today's broadcast is sponsored in part by the Whidden McLean Funeral Home of Bartow since 1925 and the McLean Funeral Home of Fort Meade. They're family-owned and are committed to providing personal service with the concept of our family serving yours.
Your Bartow Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South is your headquarters for good food and good sports. With something for everyone on the menu, your Bartow Beef's is perfect for the family, an office lunch, or to feed the team after a big win. Beef's, where game time meets family time.
You smell Davey on me, don't you?
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF. Bruce Edman alongside David Thornburg as we go to the top of the fourth. The Jackets lead Lake Wales 5-0. It will be Johnson, Quartermain, and Driscoll for the Jackets here in the fourth. I don't want to say anything, Chris, but we are in the fourth inning. That's just my opinion, of course.
Poor Chris. Poor Chris.
And the pitch is a ball outside.
Well, no, I believe he may have called that one.
0-1, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And the 0-1 pitch, and that ball is hit softly into left field. Now it keeps carrying. And
yeah.
McCray right there to make the catch.
She didn't have to move much at all. Played that one perfectly. Maybe a half a step backwards.
McKinley Quartermain steps in. She struck out swinging her first time up. The Jackets leading 5-0. And wait a minute. What's the Rutenbar? We've got a pinch hitter here.
Okay, see if we can get a number.
I think it's 14 or 15 or something like that. A pitch.
Oh, wait.
Let's see if she turns and looks. Okay, one. The two number, but we can't get the number yet. ball outside. 2-0, I believe.
I believe that is
12. We got a 12?
We do have a 12.
There's a foul ball.
That's going to be Gomez.
Gomez.
I can't quite read Coach Rutenbar's right in there if that's who's doing this one. The first name.
So Gomez is at the plate. She's pinch hitting for Quartermain. And she fouls that ball back out of play, 2-2, right off the roof. I can hear you just typing away over there.
Dustin is asking me stuff. Got to deal with the boy once in a while.
2-2, and that's hit into right field, and not having to take a step is Maddox. So two up and two down on two fly balls.
He's actually coming by. He's going to come watch the end of the game, I think.
Oh, good. I had lunch with my buddy Robbie Fackender, and he was talking about coming to the game this week. He hadn't seen Oxley play, but I don't know if he's here. And there's a bunt, and it's going to be a good one, and they are not going to get her, and the umpire's calling her out.
So I think that came from the home plate. I don't know if she got too far out in front of the.
I saw the umpire.
Coach Rutenbar is asking that question,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was asking, a first base coach or a first base umpire, and he's saying why. And now Rutenbar is saying, you can't see nothing from down there. And he's saying, yes, I can. And he's saying, no, you can't.
I don't think he's going to win this one.
Now, we're going to go to a break, though. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball here on WBF.
Hi, Benny Jr. here with Bartow Ford. And the great thing about being right in Bartow, Florida, is we are centrally located. The right way will always lead you to Bartow Ford, where we save you time and money. Bartow Ford, we're different, and we prove it.
Don't let the complexities of the law overwhelm you. Call Rhino Lawyers today at 844-RHINO-77 and schedule your free consultation. Your road to justice starts with Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
You'll always get great prices at Budget Chupola de Barto. Here's Craig.
We have starters for $20, alternators for $20, AC compressors for $31. Every door is $55, and motors are $200.
Budget Chupola, Highway 60 East.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning as the last inning ended. As they said, Driscoll left the box before she made contact. And Rutenbar, he's still giving them the business, and he comes out to give the home plate umpire just one more.
one more little tidbit to think about.
And he's also telling him, I think Quartermain coming back into the game. They pinch hit for her, so they just got to let her know.
Okay.
Let him know. So it will be 1-2-3 for, 2-3-4, McCray. Kirsten McCray steps in. She bats on the right side. She struck out swinging her first time up and swings 1-0, bats from the right side. Jackets lead 1-0. Here in the bottom of the fourth, and there she squared the bunt and went.
Yeah, and what a pitch by Red on that one. That one's on the outside corner and a little up.
Yeah.
But she had committed to going at that so early that she couldn't pull it back.
0-2 down low.
And she had no chance to get to it either.
Exactly. One ball, two strikes. Jackson's lead, 5-0. And the pitch, strike three, as she swings right through it.
And you know what's really, you know, what I know is she is not, she doesn't give that overpowering rotation in her motion. You don't see where she's, but she is obviously throwing hard. She's throwing well. It's just such a smooth motion that it's like she's doing it effortlessly.
And now we got Karina Morris. Kiera Morris.
Kiera.
I'm sorry. It's me. She struck out swinging her first time up. She fouls that back out of play, 0-1. Oxley struck out the first six batters. And last inning allowed one base runner on a pass ball. Third strike. Oh, boy,
what a changeup.
That's a changeup.
That's just not fair.
I know it.
That's just not fair. And that's Moore's cure. I'm sorry, yeah, that just was nasty.
One ball, two strikes, and now the heater misses on the outside, 2-2.
That was pretty close.
One out here in the fourth, bottom of the fourth, and the pitch fouled out of play.
She is moving the ball so well. She's coming in. She's going out. That one comes in on the hands after just missing just away.
And the umpire's out of ball. He rolls that one to Oxley. Now he gets a bag full, and he's good to go.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Oxley cruising. And the pitch.
Off speed again.
Third strike.
That time she couldn't even pull the trigger on it. It was so well.
That was a changeup again.
He hit her twice. She hit her twice on that.
Yeah. I mean, she rolls through them with the rise ball and the fastball, and then second time through, she introduces that to you. That's just sick. Now, Sepsic steps in. She bats on the right side. She struck out swinging her first time up. Takes strike one.
You know, I know it's got to be hard enough to hit that ball on a normal, an average
pitcher. Swing and a miss, strike two. I know.
I can only imagine what it looks like coming from her with all the different weapons she has, from that rise ball to that changeup.
And the 0-2. Strike three called on the outside corner.
She knew that. She was walking away.
So Oxley strikes out the side for the third time in the ball game. After four innings, it's Bartow 5, Lake Wells nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessary with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
Hey, this is Tyler Kelly with Kelly Buick GMC, and we're proud to make today's sports broadcast on WBF possible. Visit any of our five locations and see why we are Polk County's number one Buick GMC dealer, Kelly Buick GMC.
35 amazing years. Hey, that's us here at Spath Jewelers. We offer services such as beautiful custom work that's sure to wow, repairs, complimentary cleaning, appraisals, watch repairs, financing. What more do you need? We're here Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 5.
You've heard the expression, try it before you buy it, right? Well, at Keith's Spray Service, they won't ask you to sign a long-term contract because they're confident that you'll want them to keep coming back to care for your delicate ornamentals and lawn treatment. Keith's Spray Service, for over 50 years.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Here in Lake Wales, we go to the top of the fifth inning. Jackets lead 5-0. That'll be Mackenzie Gibson, Kendall Cornelius, and Oxley for the Jackets facing Corey as she finishes up her pitches.
You know, I know she hasn't got much chance to show it, but that catcher for Lake Wales really has a pretty good arm.
She's got a cannon on her. Yeah, well, she threw out, who was it?
She got the runner at third. She got Red going to third on that one.
That was a pinch runner for Red.
Okay, that's right, yeah. And, you know, the first attempt they did that, you got to give them credit for that. That's the way they've practiced. That's the way they've done it. The first attempt at that sails out into left field, but the second time she put it right on the bag and got the runner, so.
So Mackenzie Gibson steps in. She bats from the left side. She is 0-0, and that ball way inside. 1-0, Mackenzie, she sacrificed in the first inning and then walked last inning, back in the third. Yeah. We're in the top of the fifth now.
Yeah, went in on the hands.
Yeah, and those will sting you because it's getting, it's, I think it's probably getting pretty cool outside.
It was.
Because the temperature was supposed to drop really fast.
And right before I walked in, it was getting cool.
One ball, one strike. And the pitch. That ball hit into shallow left field. Coming in and making a nice play is McCray.
And that one was a little away, and she dropped shoulder on that one and got underneath of it. It's an easy pop fly out to left, but looks like maybe making a change out there.
I don't know. She's been doing she's given up five runs, but she's done really well.
I thought
and defensively, she's incredible.
Yeah, I thought she was doing quite well myself.
So we're going to have a pitching change, Jeff. Why don't we go ahead and take a 60-second break and come back? You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Boy. The Whidden McLean Funeral Home of Bartow and the McLean Funeral Home of Fort Meade hold high the responsibility placed on them, offering you the personal attention and distinctive service you deserve. Whidden and McLean, synonymous with service.
Hi, it's Erin with Evolve Contracting. While there's no shortage of landscape and irrigation companies, you deserve the option that's the best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Call us at 863-537-7537.
Pallet One of Bartow is proud to be a sports booster and invites you to join their team. Check out careers at PalletOne.com to learn more about the opportunities in this outstanding company with over 30 years of experience. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
In today's complicated financial world, it's nice to know that Steve Wright & Company is there, helping you utilize your resources more effectively as you work toward your financial goals, from tax returns to retirement plans and all the stops in between. Rely on Steve Wright & Company on Avenue H in Winter Haven.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We're in the top of the fifth inning, one out, and they have just changed pitchers, and Zamiria McBurris steps in. She throws from the right side, and David, we were watching her pitch, and she has got some smoke.
Yeah, she does. If she can hit her target, she's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Cornelia steps in, and the first pitch is a strike.
You know, it's odd. The quality, the level these girls are at, both sides, they are used to expecting a certain speed pitch.
And, yeah.
And nothing against Corey, but she did not have the speed that this gal has. So early on, our batters are adjusting to her speed, in a lot of them in,
yep,
and they're out in front. But now this gal comes in and may give us difficulties.
Third time through the lineup, and you change on them.
Mm-hmm.
1-1 pitch on the way. That's down low, 2-1.
She's got a pretty good motion, too, out there in the circle. Not a lot of effort. And getting some speed behind it.
And the 2-1 pitch fouled down.
doesn't hurt to have Nancy Denton as your pitching coach, though.
No,
help with things like that.
That's almost unfair, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's two balls, two strikes, I think. I don't know. Chris, I don't know, Chris. Am I relying on you, bro?
Is it 2-2?
Okay. And the pitch down low. That should take it full.
Yeah.
Three balls, two strikes, one out. Chris, there's just one out in the inning. And
how many does he have up there, too?
Yeah, zero.
Okay. Oh, yeah, zero. Okay.
Just passing along.
Poor Chris.
And now it's 3-2.
So he does it to the folks back at our place, too, so it's not just you.
And the 3-2, that ball hit down to the third baseman, off her glove, over to short, and
not in time.
That's going to be an infield hit, as it was a great try by Sipsic. But it bounced off her glove to the shortstop. So Cornelius with the infield hit, and now Oxley coming to the plate. Is that ox?
That is. That's okay. Red.
Red's got like 100 names. Ox, Red, Caitlin. Pitch swung on and missed. 0-1. Not a lot of hits in this game. The Jackets with five runs on five hits. Lakewell's not a hit yet. And again, swung on and missed. Right, she's putting her right on her fist, David.
She is. She really is. She's getting control of that inside corner.
Yeah.
She's working it good.
She's not a happy camper. No balls, two strikes, one out, one on. And that ball misses inside.
Ooh.
And I think if the catcher was set up outside, I think if she sets up there, she gets that pitch.
Yeah, because it looked pretty good to Lake Wales faithful. I know our listeners can't hear them, but they're out there moaning over that one.
And the 1-2, that ball hit right back to the pitcher, McBurris over to first, so it goes to the fielder's choice. 1-3 on the put out as Cornelius goes to second. Two outs in the inning, and that'll bring up Heater.
Believe it or not, that was a pretty good decision by McBurris because she glanced, you know, ever so slightly at Cornelius, but I don't think she had a shot at her. Wise thing to get the out.
Heater had the 3-run homer in the first. She had a single her last time up. She's got couple of RBIs. She's got 4 RBIs, I believe, in this game now.
Yeah.
4 of the 5 runs.
Swinging the bat well.
And the 0-1 pitch with a runner at second, low and inside, 1-1.
See if she can pick up another hit here so she can get another RBI.
We're in the fifth. Two outs in the fifth. And the pitch upstairs, 2-1.
She took a little bit longer in that in-between pitches. I don't know if that had an effect on it today. She's been going pretty rapid.
You're right. Her routine is it's the same.
Yeah.
But she did hesitate a little bit, and that ball is up and away. So now the count is 3-1.
Almost like since she missed that one pitch, it's almost like it put her out of a rhythm a little bit.
3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs, runner at second, 5-0 ball game, and the pitch.
Mm. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow, that one looked pretty good, too.
I thought that was ball 4, but I guess that's 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah.
So it's a full count. Swing and a miss, strike 3. So the Jackets
get
no runs on a hit and leave 1 after 4.5. Bartow 5, Lake Wales nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
The Kelly Automotive Group is proud to make sports broadcasts here on WBF possible. From the Yellow Jackets to NASCAR, this is Brandon Wondro inviting you to visit any or all of our 5 locations and see why we're proud to be your dealership. KellyBuickGMC.com.
For over 50 years, Keith Spray Service has been serving Polk County with specialized treatment of delicate ornamentals, including rose bushes. Want to learn more about the treatments of ornamentals as well as expert lawn care? Call Keith Spray Service.
The Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance Agency has been serving Central Florida since 1984. They all work and live in your neighborhood and take pride in our history. Offices in Bartow, there when you need them, representing only the most reliable companies in the industry.
We are FM 102.9, 97.1, and AM 1130. WWBF Bartow.
Well,
yeah, that's going to be Gomez.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Bruce Edmond, David Thornburg. We got a new pitcher for the Jackets. And can you give me a full name?
It looks like B-E-L-E-N. Balen.
Balen Gomez?
Balen.
Okay. G-O-M-E-Z. So Gomez steps in. Oxley.
Well,
she goes.
Is that 12 or is that 13? It's hard to see that deep.
What number is that?
Huh? For Aaron Colon.
Our pitcher.
Colon? cologne. What number is that?
I'm talking about our picture. You sure that's 12? I didn't know if it was 13 because there's two Gomez's. 12
oh,
and 13.
Know. So we don't.
Okay.
We'll try to figure this out.
It's hard to see from way back here.
It's amateurish. We really amateurish, just getting back in the groove as Connolly or Rivera. Rivera.
Cologne.
Cologne. And the 0-1 popped up in the air, and the pitcher will make the catch, and I still can't see a number. You see that number? That 13?
No, it's too hard to see through the fence.
Number next up to bat number 20 is Amiria McBurrows.
So McBurrows is a 5-1. McBurrows steps in. She struck out swinging her first time up. The curveball outside. Looks like 13.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And there is Amiya Gomez. It's number 13. So it's all, I'm assuming sisters, maybe?
Could be.
So one of the Gomez gals out there on the mound.
That's a curveball. Gets away from Gibson.
That's the bad part about not doing every one, huh? You don't,
yeah.
Don't get to know them quite as
yeah.
well as we used to.
Now, it started way over a month ago, but they had spring break, and then they had the Osceola tournament. Pitcher is 19, Rick Style, coming through as usual. Who's number 19?
19, okay. That is going to be, okay, it's neither one of the guys. It's Riley Knowlton.
Knowlton,
okay.
Knowlton. Rick Style.
Thank you, Rick.
He's on the ball.
He's a bit, got a little better view down there.
Well, he's just tired of listening to me get it wrong.
That could be it, too. But
I think it's two balls and a strike. It's three balls and a strike. And the pitch. Oh, that's a good one. The 3-2 now. Count goes full. One out. Jackets lead 5-0. We're in the bottom of the fifth. NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series coming to you right after this game. Swing and a miss, strike three.
From the Texas Motor Speedway. These are always some of the funnest races to watch and listen to because, you know, it's a good fast track, no restrictor plate.
Yeah.
You know, guys can run, go.
Yeah, that's what I love about Atlanta. You know, Atlanta's like a super speedway now with the banks and everything, and they just... So that'll bring up Zapian.
Yeah, that's Frank. No, we're just calling her Franco.
Okay.
Leslie Franco.
Franco, that's right. Franco. See, I got to just start listening to Jenny. That's all there is to it. And there's a base hit right up the middle. Beautiful swing.
Yeah, that's going to be the first hit of the night for the Highlanders. So, kind of like the JV late in the game, they want to try to put something together here.
Now, Carson Maddox will step up. She is the first one to reach base for Lake Wales. She struck out swinging, but ball got away from Gibson, and she reached first. And that ball popped straight up. Gibson looks like she's got a play and does make the play.
Great job by McKenzie there. Great job.
It goes F2, so the base hit does not hurt the Jackets. No runs and one left, one hit and one left after five innings. Is Bartow 5, Lake Wales nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
If you've been involved in a motorcycle, truck, or car accident, you need Rhino Lawyers on your side. After your immediate medical attention, call Rhino Lawyers at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
At Budget You Pull It to Bartow, they'll buy your old vehicle and even arrange to pick it up.
We buy junk cars here. We can also arrange for towing from you. We use Gator Towing for our towing service, so you know you get insured a professional towing vehicle.
And they cover Polk County. Budget Auto Parts at Bartow.
If you're looking for good food and good family time, look no farther than Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South. Your Bartow Beefs is perfect for lunch or dinner for the whole family or whole team. Your Bartow Beefs, where game time meets family time.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the top of the fifth inning, and I think Ruben Barr is going to be bringing in some new blood here.
Yeah. Just to go back real quick, Bruce, to that play by McKenzie, you know, I used to catch, and that was always – those pop flies were always the hardest plays a catcher could make.
Yeah.
You've got so many – you got one, you got to find the fence. Two, you got to find the ball. And then you got to find the spot where you're going, because that ball is going to come back towards the field.
Yeah.
And she just did that so well.
And it's still only 2 feet away from the fence.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, this is number 9? I don't know. Rick will tell us. The hair.
Yeah, long hair, you know. Yeah.
And the first pitch is upstairs. Is that 9 or 8?
That looks like it's got to be 8. Well, if it's 9, then that would be Johnson. If it's 8, it's Alyssa Hillman. So we'll go with that.
It's number 8.
It is number 8, so that is Alyssa Hillman at the plate.
So Hillman's already been on, and I believe she scored. And she's fouled off.
Alyssa Hillman.
Thanks, Rick. Rick's just going to have to feed us the lineup.
Yeah.
And
there you
it's
go,
a 1-1.
Put you to work, Rick.
Count. And there's a strike. And you have to understand that we're looking through a tin of glass.
Yes.
We're 50 feet from home plate,
yep.
And she's got long hair.
Yes, and then you got the fence to kind of blur the...
That ball is up, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out here in the 6th. Jackets lead 5-0. Long look in, and now the pitch. Fouled down the right side.
She was a little late with that swing, just a hair.
Jack is wearing the stirrups tonight too.
Yeah.
And they got the black tops. They got it all going on. 18 on deck. Thanks, Rick.
Okay, that's 18 is...
Swing and a miss, strike 3.
Okay, Hillman was hitting for Narcisse. Is it Narcisse?
Yep.
And so that's going to be Parker, regular.
Let's see, what's he going to say? 18. Oh, that is Parker.
Yeah, okay. Trey Parker. She got hit with a pitch and
well, we
stole
knew
the
that,
base.
Rick. Okay. And there's a
off the end.
Little grounder foul. She doesn't have long hair.
No, she doesn't. We can see her number.
So it's 0-1, one out, here in the 6th. Jackets lead 5-0.
Need some binoculars.
I know it. And she hits up a hard right field and a nice play by Maddox out there, catching it on the run.
Yeah, because that was hit pretty well. That was it was up in the air for a little bit, and it carried a little bit. But a great play out there in right field.
Bailey Horsley, number great, 17.
Great read. That's the importance of if you go the right way. With that first step, you can make some really good plays.
So Bailey Horsley, number 17, will be batting now. Or did you already have that? She's way ahead of me. I'm trying to help out, and she's just like, what are you looking at? Yeah, Horsley steps in. And there's a ball low. I thought it was a pretty good pitch. 1-0, 2 outs. Jackets lead 5-0 here in the 6th. And that ball hit down to the third baseman. Sipsic up with it over to first. And for the first time, the Jackets go 1-2-3. It goes 5-3 on the putout. There were no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. After 5.5, it's Bartow 5, Lake Wells nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBO.
When you drive by Bartow Ford, you see a huge lot. But what you might not know is we have over 72 service bays and can customize your truck with lift, wheels, and tires. At Bartow Ford, we have you covered. Bartow Ford, we're different, and we prove it.
Today's broadcast is sponsored in part by the Whidden McLean Funeral Home of Bartow since 1925 and the McLean Funeral Home of Fort Meade. They're family-owned and are committed to providing personal service with the concept of our family serving yours.
Are you crazy for customer service? So are we. Here at Spatulers, we realize that our complete customer satisfaction is essential to our success. With our friendly and knowledgeable staff, you'll feel right at home as soon as you walk through the door. This is more than just a job. It's our love and passion. Come see us. Emily at Spatulers.
You do great.
And I'm going to be here anyway, so
we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It will be 9-1-2 for the Highlanders. Manning coming to the plate. Manning bats from the right side. She struck out swinging her first time up as who's the pitcher?
Is that a new one? Or is that still a
that's Riley? 19.
Right, that's Riley Knowlton still out there.
Knowlton.
Yep, she
I didn't write her name down, that's fine.
Okay, I got you.
And the one ball.
Who is number 9? Cam Blackwell.
2 balls, 1 strike.
And that is, I believe that is a new batter she just poured out. It's number 9.
Cam Velasquez.
Velasquez. Okay. Swing and a miss. I know that kind of name from my old horse racing days, but still can't spell it. That's 2 balls, 2 strikes, and the pitch swung on and missed, and that's strike 2.
Yeah, she chased one there.
So it's 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, nobody out. And the pitch from Knowlton. Strike 3. She gets her to go after an outside pitch.
Yep.
Next up to bat for Lakewell.
Velasquez a little aggressive at the plate, and Riley taking advantage of that.
Yep. So it's Kira Davis stepping in now. She is 0-for-2. She struck out looking her first time up and popped out to third her last time up and takes strike 1 here in the 6th. Well, you like the dogs, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Well, Winnie keeps coming up and sniffing behind me. I thought maybe she wanted to see our view up here.
She won't like it.
She's looking. I think she may be looking to see if there's any food up here.
No balls, 2 strikes here in the 6th. Jackets lead 5-0. And the pitch. That ball hit to the second baseman. Up with it over to first in time. As I believe, don't know who the
Johnson.
Second, Johnson. It was 4-3.
Kirsten McCray.
Two outs in the inning, and now McCray steps in. She is 0-for-2, struck out swinging both times, and takes ball 1. Jackets have a full bench of pitchers. I saw a couple of them. Well, we saw a couple of them pitch
the other night, yeah,
against Winter Haven. And yeah, that left-hander, man, she could bring it.
Yes.
1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. And the pitch. Fouled off down the right side over the dugout. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2 outs. And the pitch. Way outside. 2-2.
I don't know if she was trying to get her to chase again, but that one was just a little too far outside.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and the pitch, and a curveball.
Nice.
And it's going to be gloved by Johnson. Beautiful play by the second baseman, who comes all the way over behind first base, grabs it, fires to first for the putout. So the Highlanders go 1-2-3 after six innings. It's Bartow 5, Lake Wales nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBO.
Today's broadcast is presented in part by Pallet One, now seeking employees, offering competitive pay, great benefits, and a safety-first environment. Join Pallet One for a stable, long-term career as part of a fast-paced, dedicated team. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
The Kelly Automotive Group is proud to make sports broadcasts here on WBF possible. From the Yellow Jackets to NASCAR, this is Tyler Kelly inviting you to visit any of our five locations to see why we're proud to be your dealership. KellyBuickGMC.com.
You've heard the expression, try it before you buy it, right? Well, at Keith Spray Service, they won't ask you to sign a long-term contract because they're confident that you'll want them to keep coming back to care for your delicate ornamentals and lawn treatment. Keith Spray Service, for over 50 years.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the top of the seventh. The Jackets lead 5-0. We don't know who's going to come to the plate. I believe it's going to be Quartermain, because she was already pinch hit for one time. And they've got to play defense one more time. And that's number 5. Yep, that's Quartermain.
Yep.
Quartermain struck out swinging her first time, her only at bat. And just finishing up her pitches is McBurris. And we'll get the seventh inning started. Again, after this game, we'll wind it up quickly. And that ball's fouled off. Mm-hmm. And that way you can get you to the truck race, which is in progress out of Texas Motor Speedway.
You know, Jack, it's... with that big 3-run homer in the first inning and a couple more in the third inning.
Yeah.
That's been the offense this entire game.
Yeah, it is. And it's really comfortable when you get off to that kind of start, because you can put Red on the mound and cruise for as long as you want. And
Jackets have had base runners and opportunities in the other innings, but Lake Wales been able to seem to shut us down.
Yeah,
key times.
The sixth was the only time they've gone 1-2-3.
Yeah,
that ball's low. 1-2. Nobody out here in the seventh. Jackets lead 5-0. And a long look in. And now the pitch, up and away, 2-2.
Again, she takes that long pause, and it she misses outside.
Yeah, I like it a lot better when she just walks up, toes the rubber, gets the signal, and fires. I think she does much better when she does that.
Yeah.
And the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike 3.
A good example of it right there. A good pitch on the outside corner, a little up. And Quartermain couldn't catch up to it.
That'll bring up Destiny Driscoll. Driscoll is, she's actually 0-2. She did walk, stole a couple of bases, and scored a run back in the first. And then she struck out in the second, and then she was called out for interference. She left the batter's box. The umpire, the first base umpire, said
called
she left
up.
The batter's box.
Which is not, which is a little rare.
Yeah, especially for a number one hitter, your top hitter, and she's used to slapping.
Yeah.
So fouls that one off. So I don't know what the count is. I'm going with Chris.
1-1, I believe.
1-1.
He is right.
Chris is on the ball right now. Yeah. No, he's 1-2, brother.
There you
he's
go.
All over.
He hesitated.
And I goes 0-2. I'm on it. And the pitch. Oh, boy.
There's that 1-2. That one missed low and away.
1-2 strikes. And she wanted that pitch, yeah. And I understand why. That was a really good pitch.
It really was. It didn't miss by much, but if it did, I think he's saying it was low and away.
And the 1-2 fouled out of play. Driscoll, I think she had 19 stolen bases coming into this game. Now she got 21.
A good number, especially at the tables, right?
Yeah. And the 1-1, 1-2 outside, 2-2. Playing way in at second, as you normally see. Shortstop's playing at bag depth. The third baseman playing a little bit in. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. And she hits that one hard to the first baseman, and she gloves it, but not able to get to the bag in time as a quick Driscoll just outran him.
Yeah, that one was far away from the bag that she couldn't do anything with it, and the second baseman had no chance to get there to accept a throw. It just hit perfectly, placed perfectly.
And a good play by Pina. Is that
Franco
made a great play.
Yeah, made a great play to make the stop. Just nothing she could do with it once she got it.
So Mackenzie Gibson steps in. Mackenzie flew out to left her last time up. She's also sacrificed.
Now, where did Destiny go?
They call her out? Or did?
I have no clue. But there's nobody standing on first base.
Well, I don't know.
They did? I didn't think she even threw it. The second baseman wasn't standing on the bag.
Did he call her out of the box again?
I have no clue. That
or did Rutenbar just walk her off?
Unless Rutenbar that. Anyway, it's empty.
Yeah.
Again.
It's crazy. Crazy. Huh. So Gibson has a 3-0 count on her.
Yeah,
she stepped out of the box. That's crazy, Rick. How does she do that when she's so used to being a slap hitter? Or is this umpire that bad? That ball 4. So now we have a runner at first with 2 outs. I'm still giving her the hit. Because I can.
Yeah.
And Gibson will wait for the pinch runner number 4.
And that's going to be Lexi Hayford.
And the batter will be Kendall Cornelius. She has pumped out on a diving catch by the pitcher. Then she doubled, scored, and she singled. So she is 2 for 3 on the night with 1 out, 2 outs. Here in 2 outs here in the I got you, Chris. We're all right.
In the top of the 7th.
Top of the 7th. And it's ball foul back 0-1. We're just trying to keep up with all this thing. I mean that first base umpire, I don't know what the deal is, but
yeah.
And a ball ripped down the third baseline. It's going to be fair, and it's going to be.
That's going to get her
gonna
another
hold
double.
Her up, and she's going to be safe. So a stand-up double again for Cornelius.
The throw comes into third, Hayford able to get in under the slide. A pretty good throw by the left fielder.
It was a really good throw, and I think Rutenbaugh was trying to hold her up.
Yeah.
But she had already committed. So now runners at second and third with 2 outs and Oxley. Nope, this is number.
This is 10. This is going to be 19. This is Riley. Riley Knowlton, who's been pitching. So now she comes in to bat as well.
Something you never saw from Rutenbar years ago, and now you see it and allowing this young lady to hit. I think it was 1-0 or 0-1, I don't know. And the pitch, that's down low. So runners at second and third, two outs. Jack is trying to get a little something here, get some more insurance.
Yeah.
Two oh count. And the pitch.
That was a good looking pitch there.
Strike one. I kind of think she was taking all the way.
Yeah, I believe she was.
Got a big open stance. Takes ball three upstairs. Two on, two out. Nolten at the plate with a 3-1 count. Long look in. And the pitch. There's a strike.
Yeah, that one catches the corner. That's not the one she was looking for.
Yeah.
That one, if she swings at that, she's probably either going to miss it, maybe file it off into the back kind of a thing. She,
three balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. And the pitch. Strike three call.
Yeah, it kind of froze her again.
So the Jackets get no runs on two hits, no errors, and two left on. So after six and a half, it's Bartow 5, Lake Wales nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBO.
If you've been injured in an accident or face traffic charges, don't face the legal system alone. Call Rhino Lawyers Auto Injury and Traffic Attorneys at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Your Bartow Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South is your headquarters for good food and good sports. With something for everyone on the menu, your Bartow Beef's is perfect for the family, an office lunch, or to feed the team after a big win. Beef's, where game time meets family time.
Brandon Wondrow of Kelly Buick GMC, and we're proud to make today's sports broadcast on WBF possible. Visit any of our five locations and see why we're Polk County's number one Buick GMC dealer. KellyBuickGMC.com.
Welcome back to Yellow Jack Softball. Bruce Edmond, David Thornburg. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Jackets lead 5-0, and Nolten is on. Is in the circle for Oxley, trying to pick up the save. And the batter will be Kiara Morris. And the pitch. Ball fouled back, 0-1. Morris is 0-2. She struck out swinging and struck out looking her last time up. Bottom of the seventh. And now the umpire goes and fetches some balls. And we'll get back at it here. And the 0-1 pitch. That's hit down the right field line. And going to be caught by, is that Driscoll out in right field? Makes a beautiful running catch,
yeah,
right on the line.
Speed comes in handy.
Oh. And now Jamie Sepsic steps in. She struck out swinging and struck out looking. And the pitch, beautiful curveball, called strike 0-1. Mm. One out here in the bottom of the seventh.
It has to be a great feeling to have somebody like Red Oxley to trot out there to start the game, and then you've got these gals that can spell her, and you're not, I mean, you get a little bit of drop-off, obviously. Right, Caitlin's a different breed.
Yeah.
But these other gals, you put them in a school anywhere else, and they're probably the star at another school somewhere.
Yep. You're exactly right. There's a ball on the outside corner, 1-2. Yeah, you're right. The little left-hander we saw last week, she was definitely a number one. And this young lady's a number one.
Riley's looking pretty good.
Misses inside, two balls, two strikes, one out in the seventh. Open a big, tall young lady. And the 2-2 ball popped up. Johnson coming in and
good
makes a
hustle.
Catch. So Johnson made three out of the last four outs.
She has really made some really good plays defensively for us tonight. That one off the end of the bat, not much, nothing really to it. And as it's spinning, it's kind of trying to drop and come away from you, and she's all the way back at the grass to start the play and comes in and makes another great play.
So now what's her nickname?
This is Cologne.
What's her nickname?
Johalis.
Johalis. Oh, I thought we had some name we call her. And the 1-0. And that ball hit hard into left field, going back and making the catch of Sal. And the Jackets win it. 5-0.
Gave it a ride.
And we will come back and wrap this thing up in 60 seconds. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
35 amazing years. Hey, that's us here at Spath Jewelers. We offer services such as beautiful custom work that's sure to wow, repairs, complimentary cleaning, appraisals, watch repairs, financing. What more do you need? We're here Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 5.
Pallet One of Bartow is looking for new career-minded employees. Pallet One offers competitive wages and benefits including health, dental, vision, paid vacation, and a matching 401k plan. Join the Pallet One team today. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, it's Erin with Evolve Contracting. While there's no shortage of landscape and irrigation companies, you deserve the option that's the best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Visit us at evolveyourlawn.com.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. The Lady Jackets have just defeated Lake Wells Highlanders 5-0. The line of score for the Jackets, 5 runs on 7 hits. There was 1 Highlander error and 5 Jackets left on base. For the Highlanders, no runs, a hit. There was an error and 1 left on base. Caitlin Oxley gets the win. Knowlton comes in and gets the save. It was Heater with the big home run that just got everything started, David, and 3 runs was enough, but we added a couple more and made it a 5-run game.
Well, a couple of the gals had good nights at the plate. The home run, the double that scored 2 with I can't remember who hit that one, but the defense. It was Cornelius.
Yes.
Cornelius with a big double and then she scored later that inning that gave us the 2. But a good game by Lake Wales against a good quality pitcher. I mean, they could – it's hard. You got to put up runs, number one, obviously, name of the game. But their defense played pretty well to hold us to 5, I thought. But just a great performance by the Lady Jackets tonight. Big defensive shout-out to second baseman Maya Johnson. Oh, my gosh, she made some great plays. Mackenzie Brown behind the plate made some good
Gibson.
Plays as well. Or Mackenzie Gibson.
Yep.
And we did used to have a Mac Brown.
Yeah, I know.
So that's where that comes from. So, anyway, great night. Enjoyed it again. Well, hopefully we'll get to do it again here soon, get to do another game soon.
Absolutely. We'll be back on the air next Tuesday against McKeel. Until that, just get ready for some NASCAR racing. It's on tomorrow. It's on tonight. It's on tomorrow and Sunday. So 3 big races at Texas Motor Speedway. So for Jenny and Chris and David Thornburg, I'm Bruce Edmond, Jeff Thornburg back at the station. Good night, everybody.
Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF was brought to you by Kelly Buick, GMC of Bartow, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Spath Jewelers of Bartow and Varico, Evolve Professional Landscape Management, by Rhino Lawyers of Tampa and Lakeland, Citrus Air Conditioners of Bartow, by Ewing Blackwelder and Deuce Insurance,
Pallet One of Bartow, Keith's Spray Service of Bartow, taking care of your lawn and garden for over 50 years. Budget You Pull It, the parts you need when you need them. S.R. Wright & Company, by Wynn McLean Funeral Home, Beef O'Brady Sports Pub in the Bartow Center South, and by Bartow Ford. We're different, and we prove it. Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball is special presentation of WBF Sports.